Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. An air quality alert triggered burn ban is in effect for North Pole. According to the North Star Borough website, the Stage 1 alert, in effect until 5 tonight, means no fuel can be added to any solid fuel burning device in the North Pole area of the air quality control zone unless you have a waiver from the borough. A Stage 1 alert is implemented when concentrations of fine particulates exceed or are forecast to exceed 25 micrograms per cubic meter. The Alaska Board of Game wrapped up a meeting in Anchorage Friday after making some changes to statewide regulations. Alaska Public Media's Casey Grove reports.
The board heard roughly 70 proposals, and only a little over a dozen passed. The board voted to ban the use of airbows for hunting big game in Alaska. Using compressed gas, airbows fire an arrow with enough power to take down game as large as a bison. In another example of keeping up with advances in hunting technology, the board decided to update rules around the use of electronic devices in hunting, things like game cameras that can now transmit real-time images to cell phones. The board voted to prohibit the use of wireless communication in the taking of a specific animal until after 3 a.m. the day following the use of the device, in most cases. The board also removed a restriction it put into place in 2012 that limited applications for bull moose permit hunts to three, agreeing with the Department of Fish and Game that the restriction had come with the unintended consequence of voiding some applications. And a follow-up to a story last week on a proposal to allow Alaskans to own small hedgehog-like creatures called tenreks. The board did not approve tenreks as pets, and they will remain prohibited in Alaska. Despite the fact that U.S. breeders raise them in captivity, Fish and Game says allowing tenreks as pets could encourage the pet trade in a species that presents a conservation concern in its native habitat. Even though they're illegal, there are at least a couple tenreks in Alaska. In Anchorage, I'm Casey Grove.
The native peoples of Alaska and New Zealand have similar cultural ties to rivers. The connection was communicated yesterday at a University of Alaska Fairbanks and First Alaskans Institute-sponsored tribal governance symposium by visiting New Zealand tribal negotiator Shay Wilson.
The river flows from the mountains to the sea. I am the river, and the river is me.
Wilson chronicled New Zealand tribes' battle to protect two rivers central to their culture.
Te Awa Tupua is our Ganges, is our Nile, is our Mississippi, is our Yukon. And it must sustain itself first, as well as our spiritual and physical needs as humanity.
Wilson says the tribes reached settlements in 2014 and this year with New Zealand's government that secured financial compensation for river damages from coal mining, hydropower, and commercial fishing, as well as unprecedented legal standing for the rivers in regard to future development. While considered successes, Wilson cautions that there are pitfalls to treaties with Western governments.
This terrible thing called democracy, one vote, one person, rather than us making a collective decision. And added to that, another thing called bureaucracy. And so we replicate the monster that tried to exterminate us.
Asked about dealing with industrial development like timber mills and mines, Wilson emphasized the challenge of balancing employment and money with health and culture, cautioning that the opportunity to decide is before a project advances.
We have more of a chance to say no if it doesn't fit in line with our principles.
Wilson's comments came in response to questions from Alaska tribal members about industrial development projects, including the proposed pebble mine in western Alaska and transboundary mines in southeast. The Tribal Governance Symposium continues through tomorrow morning at UAF. Fairbanks City Council members advanced an ordinance last night that clarifies the city's up to $20,000 residential property tax exemption. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Fairbanks Mayor Jim Matherly says the ordinance will add some language to the city code's property tax provisions to make them consistent with changes made by the legislature last year and adopted by the Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly after voters approved the change in the 2016 local election.
Clean up some of these old city codes, bring them to match the boroughs, In this case, it would have to, and just make it easier to read for future councils to work with.
Matherly says the ordinance would clarify that property owners must live in the residence for which they're claiming the exemption. It also would require homeowners to file a real property exemption statement with the borough's assessor's office by April 1st instead of May 10th, as the city code now requires. The exemption reduces homeowners' property tax liability by allowing them to subtract the exempted amount from the assessed value of their property. Also Monday, the council conditionally approved a request for a retail marijuana store on College Road. Council members conditioned their approval on the request until the business gets its certificate of occupancy. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
The 40th and last Great Alaska Shootout basketball tournament begins tonight in Anchorage. Alaska Public Media reports that Binghamton plays Tulsa in the first round of the women's tourney, and Alaska Anchorage hosts Maryland Eastern Shore in the opening men's game. The shootout has declined over the last decade. For 30 years, it attracted the best teams in the country, but other places, including Puerto Rico, Jamaica, the Virgin Islands, and Hawaii, started competing tournaments. ESPN dropped coverage, and in-state subsidies for the Great Alaska Shootout were cut. I'm Dan Bross.